Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The men who stand in pulpits across our land, or who preach on radio and on television, need to realize they will be judged for what they preach and how they preach it. My friends, it is an awesome task to claim to speak for God Almighty. I do not want anyone to think that no one should claim to speak for God. If those who preach God's Word or teach the messages faithfully from the Bible, we are speaking for God. If we claim to have had dreams or visions, we can know those claims are false. No one in the Christian era can claim to speak directly for God. We have only one source of knowledge, the inspired Word of God. The false prophets during the days of Jeremiah were guilty of lying and of other grievous sins. The Lord Himself revealed why He was against the false prophets. "Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words every one from his neighbor." Jeremiah 23:30. If the prophets were sincere and honest and religious, how could God be against them? So long as man is honest and sincere, that is all that counts, is it not? My friends, that is not all that counts. God's word alone must be preached and believed. Nothing else will do, regardless of the sincerity of the person believing it or preaching it. The prophets were not getting their messages from God. They were stealing them from their neighbors. God gave another reason why He was against the prophets. "Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, that use their tongues and say, He says." Jeremiah 23:31. But are not prophets and preachers supposed to say, "He says"? Where else can we get reliable messages except from the Lord? The prophets in Jeremiah's time were quoting the Lord's words even when the Lord had not spoken. In other words, they were inventing their messages and using them in some way to manipulate their hearers. Earlier in Jeremiah 23, the Lord said concerning the false prophets, "They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord." Jeremiah 23:16. Fortunately, we live in an age when men and women are more honest and would never say, "He says," unless He had actually said it. Correct? My friends, I hope and pray that none of us is so uninformed and naive as to believe that. There are thousands of preachers and other religious leaders who pretend to have heard directly from the Lord, when they really have not. They have not heard from the Lord, nor will they hear from the Lord except through His Word, regardless of their pretensions to the contrary. But tragically, there are millions of people being misled by those preachers who claim direct contact with the Lord. The people of our world are confused when they hear such men, and may never actually turn to the gospel, which is God's power to salvation. Romans 1:16-17. What a sad day in the final judgment, when the false teachers and their followers learn of the great damage the teachers have done by claiming to speak for the Lord when they were actually speaking from their own hearts. The seriousness of the situation in ancient Israel was explained in these words, "Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord." Jeremiah 23:32. My friends, these are very serious charges against the prophets, but the same charges can be made against many teachers in our day. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.